From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In his first statement since an Iraqi offensive to recapture Mosul was launched 2 weeks ago, a man claiming to be Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi called on the city's highest defenders to resist the Iraqi advance, calling it a prelude to victory. The audio message urged IS jihadists not to retreat and called on militants to hold their ground. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales was asked whether it's possible Baghdadi is still in Mosul.
I know that a lot of people did flee. He's been so secretive that we basically haven't had much of an idea where he is. I'm sure if the U.S. knew where he was, he'd be he'd have been dealt with by now.
Iraqi special forces have reportedly consolidated the gains they've made Tuesday after entering eastern neighborhoods of Mosul. Hundreds of civilians, some with white flags, left their neighborhoods with one relief agency warning more than 1 million people are in grave danger. Many, like Ali Hamid, have made their way to refugee camps where he recounted rule violations under IS captors that often resulted in beatings or being pushed off buildings. He said anyone found to be a spy or policeman would be decapitated. Kenya has announced it's withdrawing troops from the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan after its Kenyan commander was sacked. Following accusations, the 16,000-strong UNMISS force failed to respond adequately to ethnic violence in July. A UN report made public Tuesday over allegations UN forces allowed gross rights violations to occur resulted in the removal of Lieutenant General Johnson Magoa Kamani Ondieki by the UN Secretary General. Nairobi said it rejects the findings of the report for lacking in transparency, not providing Kenya an opportunity for input. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, the two main presidential candidates Wednesday campaigned in states viewed as crucial to victory in next Tuesday's election. Both Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump were in Florida. Trump addressed supporters in Pensacola.
In 6 days, we are going to win the great state of Florida. And we are going to win the White House. Going to win it.
President Obama, campaigning for Clinton in North Carolina, said the Republican nominee is unfit to be the country's leader.
This guy is temperamentally unfit to be commander-in-chief, and he is not equipped to be president.
Clinton also campaigned in Nevada. Polls show a tightening race in the final days. The Russian Defense Ministry says it will observe the humanitarian pause of some 10 hours Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the embattled city of Aleppo in Syria. The chief of Russia's general staff said the moratorium, which was also approved by Syrian officials, is intended to avoid pointless casualties. The Obama administration issued fresh criticism of the Israeli decision to issue building permits for dozens of new homes in East Jerusalem. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Just the past few weeks, we have seen reports of an entirely new settlement near Shiloh, a potentially new settlement outpost in the North Jordan Valley, and over 80 Palestinian structures demolished in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. These actions risk entrenching a one-state reality and raise serious questions about Israel's ultimate commitment to a peaceful negotiated settlement of the Palestinians.
The Palestinians claim East Jerusalem as a future capital. The U.S. government has called for restoration of full humanitarian access to the restive Western Rakhine State in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Ambassador Scott Marciel joined other diplomats and U.N. officials on a two-day visit to the state amid allegations of a three-week security crackdown targeting Rohingya Muslims. Pierre Perron is with the U.N. Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
At the moment, children who are malnourished, who we've identified, who we've started treating and supporting, who've had their assistance stopped overnight. And that's very much a concern. It's terrible.
The security operation follows the killing of 9 policemen in attacks by unknown gunmen on border posts a month ago. Militants in Nigeria's Niger Delta attacked an oil pipeline flow station operated by the Nigerian government. The attack coming a day after President Muhammadu Buhari met local leaders in a bid to end such attacks. Police in the Midwest city of Des Moines, Iowa, have a suspect in custody who may be responsible for the ambush-style killings of 2 policemen Wednesday. The National League Chicago Cubs won pivotal Game 7 in a professional baseball's World Series, defeating the Cleveland Indians 8-7, the team's first championship in 108 years. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.